Willard Tate tells about an experience that he had while coaching a basketball team for a junior college, and I think I may know the junior college. It was a small junior college, a small student body, and so he encouraged them to participate in the campus activities. And one of the campus activities was a student talent show. And so they, as a basketball team, and went and attended the talent show. And there was one young lady, a student, bravely got up and performed her, I'm thinking it may have been a song. And her talent did not show through. Was that a nice way of saying it? But the basketball team began laughing hysterically and just out loud and didn't care. And so this girl on stage was just humiliated and in tears. Willard Tate wrote these words in reflecting on that experience. No one enjoys a laugh more than I do. But God didn't put people on this earth to be laughed at. He put them here to be cared for. People with loving hearts know that, and they show courtesy to others, even if their best performance is not good. Folks, this isn't in my notes, but I need to say this. In this day of social media and so many forms of communication, so many things can be said in a way where many people can see it instantly. And many are hiding behind their computer screen or their phone screen as they say these things. And they can't even be tied to a particular person, but they're hurtful. They're hurtful. And it destroys people. And so it makes this passage just really mean. I think it's especially meaningful in this day and time. That love is not rude. Love is not rude. That's part of the Bible's definition of love. 1 Corinthians 13. Love is not rude, or love does not behave rudely. Love does not behave itself unseemly, different versions state it. One writer tells about an airline passenger who was flying first class, and he was very rude to a stewardess, and he made mention of the fact that he had paid extra to fly first class, and so he just expected first class treatment. And the writer who heard this man saying these things and being rather rude to the stewardess said, his timing was poor. He could have waited a few minutes. His tone was harsh. The flight attendants didn't deserve condescension. His agenda was selfish. He didn't just want a pillow. He wanted to be the center of attention. The Bible has a four-letter word for such behavior. It's rude. It's rude. And when defining what love is not, Paul, by inspiration, says love is not rude. It's not shameful or disgraceful behavior. I think this is a sobering and challenging thought to remember that as Christians, we are followers of Christ. And when we seek to follow Jesus, there are people looking at us and they're image of Jesus may just come from what they see in our lives. If we're unkind, then they may view Christ as unkind. If we are dishonest, they may have that image of Jesus. When we are gracious, they assume Christ is gracious. When we are kind, then that's a good reflection on Jesus. We must continue to ask ourselves what assumptions are made about Jesus when people observe our lives. And that's our lives 24/7. That's our lives when we go to the restaurant after Bible class. How do we treat the people sitting next to us? How do we treat the waitress? When we go to school, when we go to work, how do we treat our fellow students, our fellow employees? Are we respectful to our bosses? Are we respectful to our employees? Everywhere we go, folks, we are Christians. And we are epistles of Christ. And my question is, what do people see about Jesus when they look at our lives? No wonder Paul says, be wise in the way you act with people who are not believers, making the most of every opportunity. When you talk, you should always be kind and pleasant, so you'll be able to answer everyone in the way that you should. Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. Let me be very plain. Discourteous conduct dishonors Christ. But on the other hand, courteous conduct honors Christ. So love is not rude. To state it positively, love is respectful. Love is respectful. 1 Peter 2:17 that Jonathan read for us. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king. We're to honor, give honor to whom honor is due. Romans 13, verse 7. In that Romans 13 context, it's talking about our government, the governing authorities. We're to show honor, respect to them. We're to honor, obviously, and respect and fear God. We're to honor those who are older than us. As children, we're to honor our parents. We're to give respect to our enemies, Romans chapter 12. We're instructed as married couples to give respect to our spouses. But here I want to underscore, we're to show respect to everyone. What is respect? The Bible word that is often translated respect has the idea of to prize, to fix evaluation upon, to honor, to value. To assign value to me is a way of defining what it means to honor, to respect other people. You're assigning value to them. One writer says respect is showing value and honor to others by our actions. Now let's do a case study. Let's look at our Lord. In a context where many people were looking down on this person, I want you to see how the Lord treated her. And I invite you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. I want to read with you beginning in verse 36. And please open your Bibles or look on your device for this passage. Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 36. Then one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. And stood at his feet behind him, weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Show respect to everyone, the scripture says. Everyone. But here's this woman, notorious as a sinner in her community. And when she hears that Jesus is in Simon the Pharisee's house, she goes to him. She has something that she wants to do for him. And she does it in a very expressive, emotional way. And how are the people viewing this woman? Are they respecting her? Are they assigning value to her? I think Simon the Pharisee tells us that's not at all what they're thinking. They're looking down their noses at her. They're wanting to highlight all the sins in her past. But how does Jesus view her? What are some signs of showing respect? I want to use some signs to help us understand. The first sign is a stop sign. And when you think of a stop sign and you think about respecting others, remember this. We need to stop, look, and listen to others. The woman doesn't say a word, but she's saying a lot, isn't she? By her actions. She's weeping. She's wetting Jesus' feet with her tears, wiping it with her hair, and she is kissing his feet. She is demonstrating her love and respect and gratitude for Jesus. And Jesus acknowledges it. She doesn't say a word, but Jesus is listening. Would you agree with me that it's not just what people say, but what their body language says that communicates a lot? And if we would give respect to people, if we would not be rude and instead be respectful of others, if we would practice what it means that love is respectful, then we need to stop, look, and listen. Listen between the lines, if you will. Observe what is being said and how it's being said. And give value to others by listening to them. James 1:19, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, swift to hear, we say, slow to speak and slow to become angry. How are we about communicating loving respect in this way? Are we good listeners? Are we fully present when people are talking with us? Are we communicating love and respect and value? Stop, look, and listen to what other people have to say. Another sign is the yield sign. And when you see this yield sign, think of this phrase, yield to others and serve. Yield to others and serve. I have to admire this woman who has entered Simon the Pharisee's house, because it's as if she doesn't care who is watching or what anyone says. She wants to honor Jesus. And the way that she does that is by serving him. She is just being so vulnerable and just being so open with her love and affection for Jesus that she displays it, not caring what anyone has to say. Folks, that's what yielding and serving looks like. And to make it tangible and to help us take it home with us, it means expressing courtesy. It means being courteous. I love Jesus' statement. Here's a W.T. story. W.T. and Shelby had a little dog. I've seen pictures on Facebook with this little little dog. Reminds me of a chihuahua. And one picture I'm thinking of that I've seen recently is a picture of WT and Shelby, and WT's holding that dog. Well, apparently that dog loves WT, and that WT loved that dog. And one time WT entered the house, and that little dog just kind of jumped up in his lap, and Miss Shelby said to him, "I think you love that dog more than you love me." And WT's response was, "You gave me no kiss, but this little dog ceases not to kiss my feet the time I came in." He quoted scripture. It may have been an abuse of scripture, but that's the humor of our brother. But I want you to see what Jesus says as he acknowledges what this woman has done for him. Simon, who's looking down his nose, who said if Jesus were a prophet, he wouldn't let this woman be touching him. Did you notice his questions? He turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil." What's Jesus alluding to? He's alluding to the customs of the day. That's the way you would show respect to the visitor in your home. You would do these things, but not Simon the Pharisee. Rather, it was this woman who was a sinner, who was the gracious hostess, who wasn't even invited to the party. She yielded and served Jesus by extending courtesy to him. Willard Tate has written, "Courtesy is the oil of human kindness that makes all relationships in the home, at work, in the church, and society run smoothly." Another thing we can do to yield and serve others, that is accomplished when we do our very best for others. This woman's gift was very likely expensive, perhaps an heirloom. When she wanted to do something for Jesus, she gave her all. She gave her very best. This is one way we do show honor and respect for God and others, by giving of our best from the motives of love and gratitude. WT is also quoted as saying, this isn't in my notes, but it came to my mind, "You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving." She gave of herself. She gave generously because she was yielding in service to Jesus. Another sign is the scenic route sign. The scenic route sign. My dad-in-law and I, driving back from Hamilton, we took the scenic route. It wasn't intentional. We were following my GPS. I believe WT's first preaching appointment was in Detroit, Alabama. Can somebody confirm that with a nod? Detroit. I have been through Detroit, Alabama. I couldn't tell you how to get back there. But it's a pretty area. It's a pretty area. We took back roads, ended up in Mississippi, came down Highway 45 home. We took the scenic route, and we saw some beautiful places. And I saw the church building where WT started preaching. We need to take the scenic route. We need to slow down and take the time to see others the way God sees them. Romans 12:16 says, "Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position." One of my favorite illustrations when I think about being willing to associate with people of low position is something that Anthony D. D'Angelo writes about in a book entitled Inspiration for Student Leaders. He said, during my senior year of college, I took a class on organizational leadership. One day, my professor decided to give us a pop quiz, and the quiz consisted of 10 simple fill-in-the-blank questions regarding the subject matter we'd been studying during the last few weeks. I breezed through the questions until I came to the last one. The last question was this: what is the first name of the woman who cleans this building? Surely this was some kind of joke. The writer says, I had seen the cleaning woman several times, but how would I know her name? I handed in my paper, leaving the last question blank, and before the class ended, another of my classmates spoke up and asked, will that last question count towards the grade? And the teacher responded, absolutely. If you truly desire to be a leader, you must realize that you will meet many people. Each and every person is significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello. Anthony D'Angelo says he never forgot that. And he also never forgot the cleaning lady's name once he learned it. Her name was Hazel. When you look around, anywhere you go, do you see people? Do you really see people? George Washington Carver says, how far you go in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant of the weak and strong. Because someday in your life, you will have been all of these. We need to take the scenic route. Slow down and take the time to see others the way God sees them. Love does not behave rudely. Love is not rude. Love is respectful. Respect begins with recognizing that each person in the world is a creation of God, made in His image, and the object of His incredible love. Each and every person in the world is someone for whom God gave His Son to die on the cross. So the key to practicing loving respect is to remember how much God values each and every person. And He demonstrated that by giving His Son for each and every person, including you. If in response to that tremendous, indescribable love, it's your desire to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ this morning, if you need the prayers of the church, we hope and pray that you'll come and let that be known as together we stand and sing.